Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Chris Sullivan. There's an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal which says that we are closer to herd immunity than we know. So let's call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. And Dr. Cohen, this has to do with an expert at Johns Hopkins who says that if you look at the T cells, the cells that remember past infection, we will find that quite a few people have developed an immunity to COVID without ever having had any symptoms. So explain this for us.
One of the things that's been largely ignored amongst all these dire COVID warnings is the fact that COVID cases are down 77% over the past 6 weeks. So this opinion piece by Dr. Marty McCarry, who's a well-known surgeon and public health expert, and he says that, quote, if a medication slashed cases by 77%, we'd call it a miracle pill. So he poses the question, why is the number of cases plummeting? And it has to do with the different types of immunity our body has. Antibodies versus T cells. When we're doing antibody testing, it doesn't capture these antigen-specific T cells or memory T cells once they're activated by the virus. And it's quite interesting that he points out that people who survived the 1918 Spanish flu were found in 2008, 90 years later, to have memory T cells that were still able to produce neutralizing antibodies. So what he's saying is about 1 in 600 Americans has died of COVID-19, which translates to a population fatality rate of about 0.15%. So that's what the theoretical mortality rate is of COVID-19. But the current COVID-19 infection fatality rate is 0.23%. So these numbers actually suggest that roughly two-thirds of the United States population has actually already had the infection.
Huh. And may not have known it.
That's exactly right.
Let me just make sure I understand this so far. So the testing that's been done is testing the antibodies that are currently fighting the infection. Once those antibodies disappear, the T cells are left to remember that infection, and those are the ones that actually protect you from the future infection. But they are not. But the tests do not reveal their existence.
That's correct. That's how our body naturally develops immunity. Mm-hmm. But when we're testing people to see if they have a response to the vaccination, we're testing for antibodies. We're not testing for T cell mm-hmm. activity. So what he's pointed out is by using a variety of mathematical models, and it is possible that by April, based on his mathematical data and what we do know about the disease, that largely COVID-19 may be mostly gone.
Dr. Fauci has been talking about wearing masks, I think, through next year. Does this view, focusing on the T cells, mean we don't need to wear masks? Because I know that Fauci is very concerned that any good news is going to cause people to let their guard down, and then suddenly we're back where we were.
Dr. Fauci, he was quoted as saying, quote, I want it to keep going down to a baseline that's so low that there's virtually no threat. So my sense is that he wants almost a belt and suspenders type of approach that, yes, people will have been infected and will have developed some natural immunity. And yes, people will have been vaccinated. A significant number of people will have been vaccinated. And the prevalence of the disease or the incidence of the disease may have dropped dramatically, just as it has over the past 6 weeks. But nonetheless, it sounds like he's going to recommend that people continue to wear masks for an extended period of time to further reduce the likelihood that something can happen again. Now, let's be clear, this is really just his opinion because we're learning on the fly.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, you treat COVID patients. What kind of mask do you wear to protect yourself?
I've now been vaccinated, so I switched to a 3M industrial mask that has some filters on it and works better with facial hair than just a simple N95 mask. And I still am treating patients. Again, as we talked about, I'm seeing the sickest patients that are end of life to try and put them on life support. So I still am seeing those patients. And despite getting the vaccination, I still want to do whatever I can to protect myself. I don't want to take it for granted that I'm immune. The vaccine is only 95% effective. So That still means that 1 in 20 people can get sick irrespective of being vaccinated.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.